This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor is India's impregnable and strong response to terror being exported from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir for the last several decades now. Addressing troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended Indian Armed Forces for the valor, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. He said the country is proud of the Armed Forces for their courage, commitment and determination in safeguarding the motherland.
Hamare Pradhanmantri Mani Narendra Modi ji ke kushal netritva aur margdarshan mein Operation Sindoor ke dauran aapne jo kuch bhi kiya hai us par pure desh ko garv ki anubhuti ho rahi hai. Main abhi bhale hi aapka raksha mantri hoon lekin usse pehle to main Bharat ka ek nagrik hoon. Raksha mantri ke saath saath main aaj Bharat ke nagrik ke roop mein bhi aap sabke prati aabhar vyakt karne ke liye yahan maujood hoon.
This was the first visit of the Defence Minister to Jammu and Kashmir after India launched Operation Sindoor. The Jamia Millia Islamia University has suspended all Memorandum of Understandings, MOU, with all academic institutions affiliated with the government of Turkey. This decision was taken in view of national security. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces at Nader Tral area of Avantipora in Pulwama district today. The operation started early this morning. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani News that during the operation, three armed terrorists were killed and their bodies have been retrieved from the encounter site. However, he said the identity of the killed terrorist is being ascertained. Earlier, the cordon and search operation by Joint Forces of Army, JNK Police and CRPF had been launched early morning following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists in the Nader Tral area. Security sources said as the forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon forces indiscriminately, triggering gunfight. During the long gunfight, the armed terrorists were neutralized. In Manipur, at least 10 suspected militants were killed in a gunfight with Assam Rifles personnel in Chandel district last evening. The incident took place at New Somtal village under Khangjoy Tehsil, which is situated near the Indo-Myanmar border. According to the Army's Eastern Command, the encounter took place when an Assam Rifles unit conducted an operation following specific intelligence inputs about the movement of armed carters in the area. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review the progress and future plans of fisheries sector. The meeting focused on deep sea fishing and seafood exports. Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh and senior officials attended the meeting. In the light of the Supreme Court verdict in the Tamil Nadu Bills case, President Draupadi Murmu has sent a reference to the Supreme Court asking the top court to consider whether timelines can be imposed on governors to act on bills in the absence of a constitutionally prescribed time limit. Article 143(1) of the Constitution allows the President to seek the Supreme Court's opinion in matters of legal and public importance. Baloch nationalist leaders have declared independence from Pakistan, citing decades of violence and forced disappearances and human rights violations in the region. Social media was flooded with images of Balochistan's proposed national flag and maps of an independent Baloch state as the Republic of Balochistan trended widely across platforms. Prominent Baloch activist and writer Mir Yar Baloch said that people across Pakistan-occupied Balochistan have taken to the streets voicing the demand for independence with mass protests and declaring that Balochistan is not Pakistan. In a social media post, Mr. Mir urged the international community and the United Nations to recognize the Democratic Republic of Balochistan as a sovereign state. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India, Andhra Pradesh, West Bengal and Sikkim in the coming 5 days. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Akhil Srivastav said that heat wave conditions are likely over West Rajasthan and Bihar during the next 2 to 3 days. The Khelo India Youth Games will conclude this evening in a closing ceremony to be held at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Kankarbagh, Patna. And that is the end of this news bulletin.